The Middle Ages, Part 1. The adoption of the stirrup in Europe between the 9th and 11th centuries led to the domination of horse-mounted cavalry on the battlefield. They were armed with swords and spears, were protected by armour, and supported by infantry carrying a wide variety of arms, from simple garrotes and agricultural instruments to other more sophisticated weapons such as maces and halberds. The use of armour, whose origins go back to the ancient world, was gradually developed over the course of the Middle Ages. In this period, three types of armour were used, differentiated by their materials and techniques: soft, made of leather and padded fabric, laminar, and mail. In this cabinet, number 2, you can see two of these varieties. Firstly, there is an example of laminar armour, whose metal sheets could be of several different sizes. The specimen on display here, with small, overlapping metal sheets, was given the name Lorica scamata. This complete piece, with chest guard and back, is made of scales of iron, which contain traces of gold. The collection also includes a typical example of mail armour. This was found at the Vitoria stronghold of El Campillo, and consists of a large shirt of steel mail, created by using linked metal rings. The techniques of soft, laminar and mail armour evolved during the medieval period, giving rise in the early 15th century to white armour, the young man's armour of the Marquis of Falces, which you will see later in the tour, is of this style. So too are a variety of other examples which are on display in the museum, both inside and outside the cabinets, in individual pieces and complete arrangements. Another protective or defensive item used during the period is the buckler, a wooden shield covered with leather or painted burlap, reinforced with metal rivets at the edges. This shield comes in an elongated shape or, as in this case, a convex or circular form.